This is Mike Pryor
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right now, I've got my guest with me. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Mike.
John is, John Edney, that is. John is the director of the Cambridge City Food Bank. And as you may have heard me say about 10 minutes ago, food banks have become incredibly popular, if that's the right word. I'm not sure if that's the word I should be using to describe them. But anyway, in the Trussell Trust charity, which John, I think, publishes figures on how much assistance they give, the figures from April to September for the country look to say that they've given out 600,000 three-day emergency food supplies, which is a 13% increase across the country. How does that compare to Cambridge?
Yeah, well, in fact, in Cambridge, we've seen quite a lot of significant growth over the last few years, actually. And during the first 6 months of this year, that was up to June, we were about 30% up on the same period last year.
30, 30, 30, not 13. Wow.
Yeah. So we've seen consistent growth, actually. We've been operating since 2010. We've really been into stride, as it were, since about 2012. And year on year after that, we've seen growth. But the growth's got bigger. In other words, that there was a time around about 2014, it looked like it was levelling off, and then it's kicked off again, and it's up again. And to be honest, we expect it to be up again even more next year because of this issue of universal credit that's had a lot of publicity recently. And
is that one of the major causes, do you think, for the growth in requirements?
Well, no, universal credit itself isn't. I mean, it's difficult to know what causes the growth. Obviously, the simplest explanation is that it's things like a tightening of the benefit system. So things like the bedroom tax had an impact on people, but also there's limits now on benefits you can get depending on family size. There's caps on housing allowance, and these things are tending to, you know, they're having an impact, and people are getting into more difficult situations. But also, it has to be said that because food bank now has become part of society, and there was a time, if you went back 5 years ago, there was a lot of debates about food banks. But now people have kind of accepted the concept that food banks exist.
Is that a good thing that people... When you say people, do you mean authorities or do you mean the Joe public?
Well, I think it's both, to be honest.
Right.
The general public, but also there was a period when politicians were quite negative about food banks and tried to deny that there was any need that they should be there at all. That seems to have changed now. There's an acceptance that they do serve a role in society.
But surely that's a worrying thing if the authorities are recognising and accepting and, if you like, making room for food banks as part of the overall support for the population. Surely they should be addressing that in ways that, in effect, make food banks redundant.
Yeah, so there's a really good point, and there's two parts to the answer, really. The first is that we do not want and have no intention to become a surrogate part of the social security system. And that's the reason why we position ourselves as helping people who are in crisis. So, for example, people can come to the food bank when they face a financial crisis and they haven't got food in their cupboards, but they can only do so for 3 times in a 6-month period. So we're trying, and this is a Trussell Trust position, trying specifically not to get into the point of saying, well, you know, we get our food from the food bank and in effect we would become part of the social security system. That's not our job. The other part of it, though, is to say, well, actually what we do is we connect people who are generous to people who are in need. We are not an institution. All we do is enable people who've got a little bit extra when they do their shopping in the supermarket, pick up a few extra items, pop them in the bin on the way out, in the food bank bin. We enable that to get distributed to the people who are really struggling and really hungry. And so you could say that's a positive thing. It's not positive that people are hungry, but it's positive that there is a way in which the community can help those people who are in need.
Do you think part of the reason for the growth might be to do with the fact that, as you mentioned earlier on, people have become used to it, so maybe the stigma that might have been attached to going to a food bank is less so now?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think there is an element that more people, and in particular more of the professional agencies that issue the food bank vouchers are aware of the service. But I think there's always the stigma. It's a very difficult thing to go to a food bank. You obviously, I always imagine the person sitting on the bus with their voucher in their hand going to the food bank, and what's going through their mind. You know, how do they feel about their situation when they know that they have to go and they have to walk in there and have to get this food?
It's all about self-esteem as much as anything, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's a really difficult thing to do. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, there used to be, we hear it less now, but there used to be this thing that people would say, those people going to the food bank, they're just scroungers. You hear a lot of negative comments like that. But that's not our experience at all. People come in, they're in genuine need, and they don't want to come in. It's the last place they want to be.
I mean, one of the things I was going to ask you is that what is the typical, if such a thing exists, what is the typical profile of somebody who would come in? Because you would have thought in the early days it might have been simply people who maybe were unemployed and on benefits, as you were mentioning earlier on. But now you hear of people like nurses, for example.
Yeah, we get obviously a very wide variety of people who come in. If you look statistically, we get a lot of single males, and we get a lot of single parent families who come in. But we get right across the whole spectrum, and it's simply this: when people are living and they're surviving and they're coping, and they're just managing to get by each week, and something bad happens in their life. And suddenly they find they have to spend their money on something else, not through their choice, or the money stops coming in, not through their choice. That's the point at which they have a crisis, and that's the point at which they go to the food bank. And that can happen to absolutely anybody who's in that position of living on their means, just surviving in terms of spending every penny that's coming in through the door to make their life function. If there's a disruption, that's when they need that extra help.
It's often said these days that many, many people are just two pay packets away from destitution. So maybe that's the reason that, as you say, if something comes up like a big bill or something needs repairing, then it pushes them over the edge, maybe.
Yeah, and two pay packets away, two tip would be quite good for many of our folks. Trussell Trust had University of Oxford do a study on what type of people come to the food bank. And it was astonishing. Most of them had an income of between £100 and £300 in the previous month prior to coming to the food bank. So that doesn't count for many pay packets at all.
No, indeed not. No. So, I mean, you mentioned earlier on about the limitation that you put upon people in terms of how many times they can use the food bank. But what about the actual understanding as to who is genuine when they come along? I mean, how can you determine such a thing?
Yeah, that's been a really key part of the Trussell Trust approach. And so the way it works is that we have about 150 professional agencies around Cambridge area. And that would include the Citizens Advice Bureau, it includes housing associations, doctors, health clinics, all sorts of organisations. And these are the people that will encounter somebody and they can see that they're in serious trouble and in serious need. And those agencies have vouchers which we issue to them, and they give the voucher to the person that needs it, and they bring it to the food bank. So if somebody just walks in off the street and says, "I'd like some food," we say, "Look, we can't do that. You need to go and get a voucher." And the second reason why that's good: first, it means we know that it's genuine. And second, it means we know that they're talking to somebody that can help them in their situation.
Right, so there is a vetting process as such to filter.
Use that word, but yeah, there is a process by which we ensure that we're providing the right service to the right people.
Now, one of the things that you've done, it sounds like, very successfully last year was managing to put together Christmas hampers, which you gave out, as I understand it, to 260 needy families, and you've decided to repeat that.
Yes, that's right. This is just a nice extra thing that we can do at Christmas. Often those families that are on low incomes can't afford the sorts of things that we would take for granted. And so what we did last year was we asked members of the public, get a nice big supermarket bag and put these items in. And we gave a specific list, including some Christmas me items and bits of food and a couple of luxuries, and bring the bag to us on a particular day. And then we take the bags and distribute them through children's centres and community centres in the areas where people have the most need. And as you say, that was successful. We're running it again this year. You have to sign up if you want to do this.
And to contribute to it,
yeah,
right?
We need to know how many are coming in, and so we can plan for them to go to the right places. And you can do that by going to the website, which is cambridgecityfoodbank.org.uk. And if you click on the news tab there, you'll see how you can sign up if you would like to put together one of these hampers and bring it along to us.
There is a list there, is there, the kind of items? Because I guess some things are, from a practical perspective, some things are better to give than others that are less perishable, maybe tins and whatever.
That's always true. But in fact, in the case of the hampers, we're very specific. We have a list. You get these specific items. And the reason is that if they're being issued at the children's centre to some of the mums there, you don't want one mum getting a whole load of very luxury things and another mum just getting some ordinary things. They would feel kind of rejected. We want everyone to get the same in their bag, and that's the reason why we're quite specific on that.
And are you aiming for, we said that it was 260 families you helped out last year. One assumes that you're trying to push the boat out a bit further, are you?
Yeah, we launched the campaign on Facebook about 3 weeks ago. In the first 3 days, we had 100 people sign up. We're going for a bit over 300 this time. But you need to sign up in the next week or two, because obviously they need to come to us in early December to make sure that we can get them to the people who need them in time for Christmas.
And do you prefer, is it the case that if somebody does sign up, it's the whole hamper that they provide, or do they provide parts of it that is then put together?
Yeah, it's the whole hamper. So mm-hmm. You get one of these bag for life, and you buy the items that are on the list, and you put them in, and so you know that your bag will be delivered to a person, and we don't unpack them. We do require you to sign a little thing to agree that you've followed the instructions and not put in anything like grandma's jam or something like that wouldn't yes. be appropriate. But yes, you know that the person will receive the bag that you make.
Right. And what about next year? I mean, as we've already said, things are sadly growing in terms of the need. So do you anticipate doing other things next year?
Yeah, we've been continuously introducing new things over the years. We've introduced a scheme to allow people to have a bit of help with their prepayment meter if they run out and they're sitting in the dark. One of the things we're looking at for next year, actually there's two things we're looking at. One is to enable some of the excess food that we hear talked about, supermarkets having to dispose of food that they can't use. We're looking at ways in which we're going to be able to distribute that out to people in the Cambridge area that are in need. And the other thing we're looking at is how to help people. These days you have to do a lot of online stuff. When we have universal credit for your benefits, it all has to be done online. So we're looking at some services that will help people to be able to do that if they don't have the skills or they don't have the equipment, and generally help them to connect into the organisations that will lift them or enable them to lift themselves out of the poverty and crisis.
John, it sounds such a worthy cause. I have to say, it's so sad, though, that we have to have people like yourself providing that service to our community when, the politicians talk about us being a rich country, and the dichotomy is that we have that at the same time. It's just, it's dreadful, really, but a tremendous service. Once again, can you just give us some information about how people can help and get involved?
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to go to the website. As I say, it's Cambridge City Food Bank. .org.uk. There's a tab at the top which says Give Help. There's a tab at the top which says News. If you click on those tabs, you'll see the way in which you can provide either financial assistance or food. There's a list of the types of food that we need at the moment, and that's the best way for you to find out how to help us.
Brilliant. John, thanks ever so much for coming in, and wish you a happy Christmas and a very successful time leading up to Christmas, as we've just discussed there.
Thank you very much. And you too.